The National Park Service has given a $500,000 grant to Arizona Parks and Trails. The money will be used on the rehab project at the Mountain View Officers Club at Fort Huachuca in Sierra Vista. The World War II-era building is considered one of the most significant buildings from that time that catered to African-American soldiers. With me to talk about the grant and what that money will pay for is Christina Morris, Field Director of the National Trust for Historic Preservation's L.A. office. And Christina, I would imagine you're pretty excited about getting this grant?
Excited is an understatement. Yes, we are thrilled. This is something that we have been working on for about, I want to say, maybe 8 or 9 months now, and anxiously awaiting the decisions by the National Park Service since December.
How far will this money go? Will this allow you to do everything that you would like to and need to do on this building?
It will not allow us to do everything that we would like to do, but it will allow us to take a very important first step. And so when we applied for this funding, and I just want to be clear, I worked very closely with the Arizona State Historic Preservation Office and Arizona State Parks on this application. So technically, they are the applicant. Technically, they are the recipient of these funds. But this was all done as part of a larger collaboration of partners to help advance the cause of the Mountain View Officers Club. But yes, this was all intended to help us achieve a very important first step on this project. And what we applied for was funding that would allow us to complete a full restoration of the exterior of the building back to its 1942 appearance. The building has undergone a number of major and minor changes over the last 60 plus years. And so this would allow us to undo some of that damage, to do a full restoration of all of the materials, the windows, removing some of the later inappropriate additions, fixing the porch, and actually kind of restoring the building to its original glory. But it also has a secondary and equally important purpose of kind of securing the building envelope, as we say, in kind of architectural parlance, which means that we're kind of fixing the integrity of the outside of the building, making it more secure and stable, which means that it will be less prone to damage from the weather, less prone to having critters from the outside that we don't want coming into the building coming in. And so it will improve its appearance, but it will also improve its stability and security as well.
So what's first on the to-do list then?
Well, first on the to-do list is to get the grant funding from the Park Service.
You got to get the money first, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. No, we're excited to hear that it was awarded, but I honestly have no idea how long it will take for us to actually get the funds from them. It's going to be several months before you see actual work on the building. There's a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes planning and logistics that need to happen first. But our goal, if everything goes according to plan, is to try to get this work done before the end of this calendar year. We've also got some additional grant applications out for another program that's actually through the National Trust for Historic Preservation. It's our own African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. And so we actually have two applications submitted to that process. One is to develop a very comprehensive interpretive plan for the building that would look at different ways that the history and stories of that place can be kind of woven into the architecture and woven into the functions. And then we also have another application in for doing a full clean out of the building. So some of this is going to require a little bit of juggling.
To you, what is the significance of having this project done and having this building restored and preserved?
Well, it's hard for me to judge that accurately. I think one of the things that we were so excited about is the fact that this is the first time Arizona has ever been awarded this kind of funding before, particularly for an African American cultural site. And so it's really kind of unprecedented for there to be this level of attention and this level of financial support for a resource that has to do with African American history, and in some ways the history of segregation and civil rights. And so I'm really not in a good position to judge that because it is so unprecedented. But I think the benefit of that is it has generated so much interest and so much excitement about this project, and not just about understanding the African American legacy here in the West and the African American legacy in the military, but it's also it's been really great for the cause of historic preservation and thinking about the role of history and heritage in people's day-to-day lives, because the whole purpose of this place is to be able to to reinvigorate it, to reactivate it as a centerpiece for Fort Huachuca that can be used by the families and soldiers and contractors there, as well as the neighboring community of Sierra Vista. So it's not about sort of creating a, you know, a museum or something that's preserved in amber. It's about creating a really lively, active space that's going to still be very meaningful to people today and hopefully be a part of their day-to-day lives. And that's really the message that we want to carry forward out of all of this, is that these places still have meaning, they still have relevance, and they can still be a very active part of people's contemporary day-to-day existence.
Christina Morris is the field director of the National Trust for Historic Preservation's LA office.